Hi, and welcome to my talk about long-termism, the mind of the digital capitalism. I am researching since a while to the new movements, the right movements, which have been formed in Digital Valley and the companies around it. These companies are Microsoft, Apple, Meta, and Amazon, and in the newer times, Elon Musk companies and OpenAI are counted among them. A very simple statement in the front, the ideology which this is about has developed in the context of these companies, is mainly financed by those companies, by the finances that these companies have made, and this is concretely used to justify their actions, which is necessary because in some of the belief systems AI is included. This often seems very deep, but it's really not. In the end, it's just sectionism, which basically just takes into account the risk managers and not the people who are often taking the risk. Long-termistic ideals are getting attention, among other things, with OpenAI and Sam Altman. On the other hand, with the long-termistic billionaires who are in favor of Trump. There is work of Tinmit Gebru and one other person I couldn't decipher, who've been doing work on this in terms of eugenics as well, and the first, second, and third movement of eugenics. Long-termism has come out of the facade of the transhumanism from the 90s and the 2000s, and it's just a new transformation. Some of the fundamental belief systems include, first of all, there is no fundamental difference between current AI systems and the human brain. Second, that's why AI will have the same skills as humans will have, AGI. And third, in contrast to the human, AI is not going to be restricted, which is why afterwards there will be a development of machines with godlike powers, which is called superintelligence. Fourth is AGI, and superintelligence will change the world, which is singularity. And the fifth is, after the singularity comes, we will either be in heaven or in hell. So it is important to make it so that this development comes, leads into heaven. And sixth, because there is no difference between the human mind and software, the mind of a human can be emulated by computers. And if everything goes right, life after singularity will for us be as a computer program in the AI heaven.
Welche die KI-Religion in ihren Prämissen verbirgt. Nach long-termistischer Moral.
And there's also a moral system connected to this, and the main focus of this system is making sure that AI will lead to heaven. Long-termism thinks in large periods of time and looks at large numbers, and this gets all drugged up from it. So they are trying. They say that they want to decide on cosmologic, not ecologic, scales. So that's part of an absurd growth belief. So some degrees of global warming or the exhaustion of resources don't really matter. So the eras that these people are thinking about is the heat death of the universe, and speed comes from light speed. And this all leads back to Nick Bostrom, who talked about cosmic endowment. But, and they even give concrete numbers. And the speed of stars in the universe are a certain thing. And says that these stars should be converted to computronium, so giant computers, and humans should be emulated in this. The number of humans in the sun, in these suns, simulated in these suns, could be like 10 to the power of 58 human lives. And that goal is reachable, supposedly, if the technical singularity develops a well-meaning AI. All the planets in the universe should be converted to giant computers, simulated in humans, and this goal is secondary to all other political or religious goals. But these ideas of it has to be shown in a more popular form right now. Nick Bostrom maybe is a founder of the long-termist prophecy, but he's maybe not there. Best missionary still needed Mac Askill to make a coherent belief from this and wrote about it in his book, What We Owe the Future. He formulated the core thoughts of long-termism in the language of equality and social justice. So he formulated this abstract and kind of silly goals of long-termism for normal people. So making this absurd ideology into a welfare one. You say that digital capitalism makes inequality. You can say long-termism that in the end, all these billions will only help the singularity and the software humans in the future. When there's criticism that resource exhaustion by systems like ChatGPT is catastrophic, you can say long-termistic that the environmental catastrophe is not really a problem in the cosmological sense. And like civilization will be fine once we go to space. Also wanting that world hunger is fought, that poorer people are supported, poorer nations are supported against climate change. You can also talk long-termism. So I have a citation here that discusses that the worth of a human life is hung on how much innovation they make. Yeah. The long-termist philosopher Niklas Bechstedt wrote that with the interest of the fictional people in the future, it's more important to save people from rich countries than from poor countries. Long-termism measures the worth of life from the background and the economic productivity.
Seemingly humanized morals like this treat the human beings who are living right now as a means to an end and not an end. So all of this is just helping out the interest of the humans of the computer future, and this is equalized with the interests of the AI capitalism, which enables this kind of singularity heaven. So everything is measured by its utility for the digital companies. The function is very similar to the one from Max Weber, who has formulated this about early capitalism and Protestantism.
Geist des Kapitalismus,
which he called the mind of capitalism. It's a class of sociology, and he describes that Protestantic streams like Protestantism, they want an ascetic life from the people, but not necessarily because they're supposed to enjoy the fruits of their own work.
Und anhand ihres wirtschaftlichen Erfolges konnten sie bemessen, ob Gott sie erlöst hatte oder ihn.
And if you get resolved by God or not, basically depends on how useful you were in life and how wealthy you were accordingly. Which obviously fits very well into capitalism.
Aber sich den Genuss der Ergebnisse der Arbeit zu versagen.
So, you have to work. But you have to be ascetic about the outcomes, and the reward is a hope for a reward in another life. And that is why it's called the mind of capitalism. This seems to be the same thing that Eskil says, who is asking people to choose jobs, to use their individual talents to help long-termism. He founded 80,000 Hours, a foundation that is supposed to help young people to find jobs like that. And their adherents are supposed to live a life that fits into those futuristic heaven ideas. So it's all about economic wealth. And who doesn't have those skills to be an AI alignment researcher or something along the lines? Should use their wealth to donate to long-termism companies and long-termism ideals so that they do their part. Long-termists are not about the greater glory of God, it's about the So it builds up on a transhumanistic idea.
Darüber hinaus soll eine künftige Superintelligenz in der Lage sein,
a future superintelligence is supposed to be able to simulate people who have already died.
Darf also darauf hoffen, nach der Singularität aufzuerstehen.
And whoever did enough has the hope now to be basically reborn by the singularity. And of course, the other way around is being tortured for all eternity in a way if you weren't useful enough.
An example of this thought is Rokus Basilisk that says that an evil an AI might revive all the people who didn't give to a long-termist organization and just torture them. So that's like a Christian mission. You just say, okay, if you do not behave according to Christ, the basilisk will come. This long-termist supply gifts an ideology for capitalism in crisis that is endangering its existence. This is a new situation, different from former stages of capitalism. In the mid of the 20th century, ideologies like neoliberalism became popular. The development of capitalism is against the interest of most people, even in the industrial nations. The economic development stagnating, there's not really more wealth for people. Most people are threatened by social most people are impacted with weather catastrophes and sickness. and pandemics, when the growth of capitalism can't be seen furthering wealth, material wealth for people, you just need to invent a new people, software people in a digital future whose interest is a moral imperative. So accumulation of wealth of digital corporations has to be accelerated, not limited. And this future people are also so many that the interests of the people nowadays are not really a secondary to the accumulation of more wealth. So long-termism gives legitimacy to an elite that is leading in order that is bad for most humans on Earth. So from the newest developments, there's also an anti-union ideology. If you believe in this, if you believe that your own accumulation of wealth helps this goal, you are talking with a worker who wants more money for their work, they are a thief, and there are so many software, hundreds of millions software people in the future that are profiting, and this union guy is taking away from them. So you write editorials in the Die Welt, a conservative newspaper in Germany, to fight against unions. Yes, so long-termist ideas are very close to the founding foundations of corporations. Open Philanthropy, for example, has $11 billion. This wealth is put in there by Dustin Moskovitz from Facebook. So there's $31 million for AI alignment as research for long-termism. Also, the founder of Skype, Jan Pralin, gave $23 million for long-termism and AI development. Peter Thiel helped his research institute that founded a lot of the base assumptions about long-termism with $11 million. And someone else who got imprisoned for fraud also spent millions. Long-termism is not only done via foundation work, but also with corporations themselves. The most relevant is OpenAI. The leadership of OpenAI sees it as an ideology closed organization without non-believers in it, because the ends of the corporation is making a true intelligence, an AGI. Microsoft and OpenAI have a common definition of an AGI. It's an AI that makes $100 billion. And by making an AI that is good for humans, there should be supposed to be a positive singularity. And in finance, it's very well established. Andreessen Horowitz published a political manifest from one of the founders, Marc Andreessen, and Marc Andreessen writes about a world influenced by long-termism and singularity belief. This corporation is an angel investor in technology startups, but also invested in Twitter and Skype. And more corporations with explicit long-termist goals are like the corporations by Elon Musk, who, for example, has SpaceX, who wants humanity to be a multiplying species in space to ensure survival. The long-termism, the largest connection to long-termism is Neuralink, which is trying to have a brain-computer interface, so implant chips in humans' brains, help paraplegic people, but long-term, it's about implying ideas of trans and post-humanism. These chips should allow humans to communicate with high intelligence, artificial intelligences in the future. And also there's institutes in university in Harvard and Cambridge. And these have been founded pretty early. These institutes are set in philosophy, but trying to research interdisciplinarily. And there's an institute founded by Nick Bostrom, I think, that that does existential risk philosophy, but among the foundational beliefs is like reaching this computer heaven.
This goal stands for some of those adherents above democracy and human rights. This is only endorsed as long as it helps the singularity and the computer heaven. In these years, the public appearance of long-termism has changed in the course of the elections in America, but in Germany as well. So it is all about meritocracy and individual freedom. And demands are to go for these goals no matter what. It's the neo-reactionists around Jarvin who combine AI religion with reactionism. They form a new caste society, a new categorized society, and the human is measured only by how it's helping to realize the AI vision. And of course, women have to go back into the role of housewives and mothers. And then we get the whole shebang with the natural races again. And of course, we have all kinds of mailing lists and distribution works for this. So Thiel and Musk openly adhere to this kind of thinking. J.D. Vance, the vice president of Trunk, connects to this as well. Musk called himself a dark MAGA, a combination of light, dark enlightenment.
And
so this development is very well explainable in terms of liberalism and authoritarianism.
Im heutigen digitalen Kapitalismus der Funktion als Geist des Kapitalismus, die Max Weber für den Zusammenhang zwischen Protestantismus und Frühkapitalismus.
So when we compare this to Max Weber's connection between Protestantism and capitalism, we can also think about Erich Fromm, who has been talking about fascism arising out of liberalism around the turn of the century.
Wie dem liberal-protestantischen Geist des Kapitalismus, obwohl beide auf den ersten Blick als sehr gegensätzlich.
The moral capitalistic mind of capitalism is close to this. The foundation of both of those worldviews is the prototypical fear of freedom. Liberal and fascist worldviews share their beliefs to a higher order.
Ein Leben, das keinen übergeordneten Sinn hat und in dem jeder seinen Lebenswill selbst gestalten muss.
The difference is that liberals think that the higher order will be regulated by the market. Fascism wants to violently or dominantly make this order, establish this order.
In
situations where the material foundations of the liberal ideas are in danger, fascism takes over. So in what kind of situation are we now? Like we described in the beginning, transhumanism ideology are closely connected to the rise of digital capitalism. It is in the surrounding companies of Silicon Valley and is found in their business models. And these business models are today in danger, partially because they are more and more regulated in the EU and the USA and other economic realms, which make it less easy to exploit people, but easily and simply because of reality. Those researchers have started to believe their own ideas, that they started to build God. So it's the ultimate investing bubble. After the first wow effects, everything became clearer. For everyone, it became clear that AGI is not God. It's a new technology that has great solutions for some daily problems. In some special cases, it really brings research forward, but it mainly just costs a lot in the operational mode. But the idea that it's a new machine that gives you answers and that the search engines can take over just doesn't work out because those things are bullshit generators.
Es wird zunehmend schwierig, vor diesem Hintergrund.
It's becoming increasingly difficult to make clear how that's useful, and the cost use ratio is good because those billions have already been invested. So we're talking about model collapse and diminishing returns. So model collapse is that when you have more and more trained models, but the AI models aren't as good as they were supposed to be. And diminishing returns means that it's not getting better, but it's getting less qualitative.
Und dann zur Superintelligenz zu tun, wie sie von Nick Bostrom vor 10 Jahren vorher.
So the ideas by Nick Bostrom aren't really coming true. It's just a new development, a new machine. And thinking about this, we can think about a huge AI crash in 2526, which will also endanger the foundational idea of long-termism, that everything will just grow. And then, of course, and this growth will be rewarded with a digital heaven. So the alliance of those companies with the authoritarian regimes.
Eine autoritäre Regierung braucht Propaganda.
Can be helpful, because for propaganda you can use a bullshit generator very well. So the alliance regime can force citizens to use an everything app by tech companies. And this data from the Everything app would lead to a model collapse problem.
Aus dem Markt drängt, könnte sich eine lukrative Symbiose ergeben.
The Everything app could lead to a complete abolishment of data protection laws.
Generativen System genutzt werden können.
And could lead to the fact that citizens are continuously confronted with the generative propaganda bullshit.
So könnte ein die Gesellschaft durchdringender digitaler Raum entstehen, der durch das Regime kontrollierbar ist.
And a digital realm going through society could be controlled by those companies. Social institutions,
sondern vor allem auf der elektronischen Überwachung, zentralisierten Social Media Plattformen und generativen Systemen als allgegenwärtigen Propagandaverbreitern.
So this propaganda could seep into everything, into social media platforms and everything.
In der das Regime sich zum totalitäre Richtung wandelt und eben die jetzt schon vorhandenen technologischen Mittel nutzt. Also recht banal das, da guckt den gerne noch mal.
Yeah, so you can see in a couple of very good earlier lectures how that works with totalitarian regimes and how they establish themselves.
Unter Kontrolle des Regimes ersetzt werden.
So these old digital realms will be abolished and substituted by this new kind of realm, which would be controlled.
Die Propagandasysteme eines solchen Regimes unfehlbare Orakel.
And they are convinced that these bullshit generators will be unquestionable oracles. There's already some developments in the US with registering car accidents, and Trump and Musk will that for car accidents, Elon Musk's car AI won't be measured. Just don't ask about this. The financing of long-termism for the far future means that all oppression just means there will be the realization of paradise in the future. If that is true, future will tell, but there are some developments showing, pointing in that direction. Elon Musk says around the chaos around Twitter that he wants to make an app called X. People like Marc Andreessen are new leaders for the Department of Government Efficiency that is supposed to lead the reduction of US administration, and Putin is already using bot armies for his hybrid warfare against the West. So in any case, we should think about seeing transhumanism and long-termism as right-wing ideologies. Thanks a lot.
Wir haben ein bisschen Raum für ein paar Fragen.
There's some space for questions.
Signal.
A comment. Now I know why Elon Musk had a black MAGA cap. That's dark enlightenment. Interesting. Hi. Can you talk about the singularity again? What that's about? I don't think that was a little vague. Yeah, well, that's a thing. When you go in there, it's taking a little time. Hard to do in 30 minutes. It's an idea from a mathematician who posted it on the internet in 1993. The singularity is like a black hole. The black hole has a singularity in the space-time and has an event horizon. And if you have the rise of gravity like a curve, it raises slowly and then very rapidly. And after that, nothing is recognizable again. Behind the event horizon, nothing is recognizable. Inside of the black hole, we can't look there, nothing gets out. So it's unclear what's behind that. The idea is if we had this curve and we look at technical progress and we think that stuff improves, so it makes this hockey, exponential hockey stick curve. And this is also supposed to singularity, to be a singularity like a black hole where we can look behind. And the idea in 93, like that didn't have anything to do with large language models. It always gets put with the newest technology, and technology improves itself and does it ever faster. And at some point, technological progress explodes and everything is fundamentally different. And that's the singularity. Practically, that's a very secular belief of the afterlife. And Here's some directions and start with the signal angel. Some questions from the internet. First question is, what connection do long-termist people with libertarians or anarcho-capitalists like Peter Thiel and their vision of private something? So there's a connection between the proponents of long-termism and evangelicals. Is there such a thing? So fundamentally, yes. It's the same view of humans. Capital focused sees humans as production machines, like radical utilitarianism. And I think there's like a change of leading ideologies in capitalism, that the neoliberalism that we have had since the 50s could possibly be the new label, because neoliberalism is in a crisis, saying everyone is better if we just implement more capitalism, is what neoliberalism says. That's radical libertarianism, and long-termism obviously it's not the case, because the world is collapsing, can't drive anywhere, bridges are collapsing, this weather catastrophes and so on. But long-termists say, but in the future it's going to be okay. So there's this connection, these charter cities, that's the same bubble, that's the same view on humans, the same people who want that. But I think if you look at the thinkers and not the movement prominence like Musk or Trump, but if philosophers do it today, I don't know, I haven't seen much about charter cities. A little around the AGI cluster with eugenics and super science and so on. But I would say that's two thoughts in their own bubble, in the same bubble. And evangelicals, I'm not sure, it's quite close, but on the other hand, it's people coming from evangelical families. It's this UACism in the US. There's this US thought about Christianity is in there, but people see themselves as atheists, materialists, and scientists, and not believing that Noah made an ark and the earth is 4,000 years old. But this fear of freedom, but if you really are an atheist, you don't have to believe that Noah didn't build an ark. You have to accept that the world does not make sense, that you have to make the sense yourself, and the only instance is other people. And you're living outside of history, and you can't do that, so you build a new, not history, a story. It's not Noah's Ark, it's the singularity.
Thank you so much. Short question. Do you have alternatives that we can kind of adhere to that will be successful against long-termism? Well, that's a good question. I have started to look at these things 7 years ago, and then I thought that my research would help a left winged movements, but unfortunately that all broke down. It's all about digital planning and digital planning economy. There is a lot of planning going on to use this to dissolve capitalism. Very interesting about this is the in-depth network. The Network for Democratic, I didn't quite get that, but there is a discussion at the Tea House if you want to know more about this. Unfortunately, we can only have one more question or two. Yes. Elon Musk has by now positioned himself in pro-natalism. So the idea is that certain people should have more children than others, a very fascistic, eugenic idea. Can you connect this to long-termism again? Yes, that's in Nick Bostrom's book about superintelligence, and it's an own chapter. And he's describing how humans are getting always better and better, and he's also describing the biological way there.
Dass wir einfach erstmal viel klügere Wissenschaftler brauchen.
So he's saying that we first of all we need much more intelligent scientists, and to get them we'll have a breeding program and we'll have a cluster of super babies, and those people will become scientists. And first of all, and this is also like a libido thing, so it's about power and sex, you know. And then Peter Thiel had plans.
Aber der hat so Einflüsterer aus auch dieser Bubble, die da also hat.
So anyway, he's got some people whispering in his ear from this bubble. He brought them to Harvard, and since they have their career only thanks to him, they spout this nonsense. So he's building building a place where certain women are supposed to live and use his seed to breed superhumans. And he is talking about this is our eugenic way of reaching this goal. And then people who are, you know, billionaires or are very rich hear this and they think, oh yeah, I am clearly one of those superhumans. Maybe I should, you know, give my seed. Okay, we have time for one more question.
Bitte die Frage nicht so ernst nehmen, kam aus dem Internet. Wird eine Superintelligenz...
Don't take this too seriously.
Permanente massive Dauerdepression haben.
Will a superintelligence like this, just like the robot in Marvin in the galaxies, the Guide to the Galaxy, in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, will it be depressed? Well, I'm not sure. Personally, I'm of the opinion that I don't think that we can distinguish intelligence from its substrate. Synthetic systems that we call intelligent, but then we have artificial brains, and they have to, you know, grow up and develop. And the question is whether this God idea is even possible. Marvin himself is not a superintelligent, he's just very, very smart. But, you know, that is so interesting, such a good research topic. Thank you so much for telling us about this, writing this book. Thank you for doing this lecture.